This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Mackie O'Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, aka Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
Let's go.
That's right.
Before the dawn of man.
Man, so Stone Cold Steve Austin getting a 30 for 30, bro.
Yes, he is, and I'm going to watch that bitch.
Bro. Bro, you know I'm ready. I'm
that
like,
clip
oh.
You put out with that motherfucker just...
The Rock, bro.
The Rock talking about tearing his ass up, boy.
What?
You thought Mankind got fucked up by Triple H bad? Goddamn Stone Cold fucked The Rock up, boy. I didn't think about it as much until I
said that. I tried to tell niggas. I was like, nah, bro. I watched
he
bro,
stunned
every
The Rock
night.
The most.
Stone
he
Cold.
Stunned this nigga more than Vince McMahon, bro.
Dog, The Rock beat that man like one time, and it was on some cheap bullshit. You know
he's
what I'm saying?
Probably beat him only three times out of the many times they
no,
wrestled
beat him
each other.
Once.
Bro, that's
crazy,
dog.
I can't think it's only once.
Shit. Yeah. Like, you only beat
him with
once.
A chair or some shit.
Yeah. Bro, that's crazy, dog.
He beat Stone Cold once.
Stone Cold, Stone Cold, he stunned somebody in the garage on their car. I can't remember who that was. He was walking to the car. He walked
no,
up.
No, see, that's what got me. Like,
he's like, no, homeboy.
I ain't gonna even lie to you. I'm pretty sure it was offered to The Undertaker. And he was just like, motherfucker, I ain't there yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do it to somebody else. Because The Undertaker,
Undertaker done took his leave, though.
Yeah.
He's still wrestling?
Yeah, he on the
he
way
about
out.
To retire, though.
Yeah, he about to retire. Yeah, but that's my
he
point.
He been in the game
that's
for a
my point.
Time.
He was like, bro, I ain't done yet. You know what I'm saying? Stone Cold, like, well, I'm done. Let's do it.
Right.
And they just ran the duck. Because I'm pretty sure they approached The Rock. And The Rock gave him the same answer. He was like, oh, no, bro.
I got much more shit to
like,
do.
I got much more shit to do. I ain't finna do no.
Like, bro, you don't see me about these black
ass
people.
I ain't ready to be
about?
Michael
Jordan. Ask who I am.
Right. That's an honor. But that's an honor. He's like, bro, I ain't ready to be Michael Jordan. And then right. It was just like, all right, so
you ain't hanging my dress
you know,
up.
You know what I'm saying? The Rock that became this bit superstar. The Undertaker has just like been the man in wrestling for forever.
True statement.
A lot of the other legends then had they shine. They already gave it to Ric Flair. They're like, well, yeah. Who we gonna give it to? Shawn Michaels.
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
Stone Cold.
Right, Stone Cold.
Shawn Michaels.
The rattlesnake. The rattlesnake.
Yeah, no, that's because Shawn Michaels did his shit. So I'm just like, nah, but Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Stone Cold was the star of the Attitude Era.
Oh yeah.
He owned the whole bruh, Attitude
if,
Era.
If y'all want some raw uncut. Beautiful Stone Cold footage, bro. Y'all need to
Foley got
find
the first
when.
Doc. Let's not even, you know
when
what I'm saying. He got
Stone
the
Cold
doc.
Was following fucking Booker T through the church, bro. We was
oh
like,
yeah. Oh boy.
Bro, when he called
oh
another,
boy.
Booker T was like,
right. He's that old snap. What you doing up here?
B17.
Right, like oh shit.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
Oh, shit.
With them brothers didn't give a fuck, man. They had these storylines where they were following each other yeah. around and shit.
Bro, Booker T looked up, the camera cut Stone Cold. Stone Cold was like
coming up out of nowhere in the church. Cause that was when they fought each other in the grocery store and
yeah.
all kind of shit, dog.
Bro, Booker T started running. Stone Cold is like, nah, I'm just gonna walk at your ass like Jason homeboy. I'm just gonna walk at your ass.
Like, nigga, my knees is bad.
Bro, when the camera cut to Booker T, Booker T was like
bro, you know what's coming.
No, because like at a certain point, Booker T, like it was after
you know what's coming, dog.
It was after you got like Big Papa Pump. When you got that rebrand, like yeah, Booker yeah. T, I think he caught that wave mm-hmm. because he was like, well shit, if Big Papa Pump, like for real, that rebrand
like,
was like, no,
Scott
bro,
Steiner, my
have
dude,
you seen
like-
but that rebrand. He bleached his hair, he put on some shades, and had a big ass bicep.
And
bro.
Started wearing chainmail, talking about if you do the math, my pimp hand is strong and I'm a gangster and shit. Like,
dog.
This shit don't add up, bro. Like,
what would be the
if you do the math,
yeah, Roy, nigga, that's what the fuck it is.
I'm 78% gangster.
I remember that shit,
bro.
Hell yeah, that's your
top muscle. You said it?
Because it was him and Buff Bagwell doing it.
Had a bicep, bro. Hey, Bosa,
oh,
hey,
no.
Hey,
Bosa, bro.
Because him and Buff Bagwell was going at it.
Bro, I remember that shit.
He just longer, bro.
Every Monday night.
Oh, man.
Why are you there playing bingo?
Is that what you do on a Monday, sir? You play bingo with old...
Like, oh, shit. Jared, oh, yeah, true.
Oh, Jared Tall, bro. Just bro. Out there playing bingo.
Okay. So, it went from a lady to the dude, B17.
But no. It's one thing I just can't let slide. I can't believe they let this shit slide. No, hold on.
Book
they
said, nigga.
No, they really let. They
really, we coming for you, nigga.
They really let Val Venus slide, bro.
With the whole porn star, bro. Fucking icon image, bro.
Y'all gotta put some
bro. Pal penis, bro.
Yeah, Val Venus.
Pal penis in this thing,
bro. And like, even his stage music,
right, bro.
Looking like a goddamn sexual
in this shit. Hey, my mom whooped my ass. It was some girls.
Oh, man.
There was some girls out there. I was swimming.
No, then later on.
Yeah.
Then later on in WWE, they came out with another guy that was supposed to be like his son or some shit.
Yeah, oh,
shit.
I remember that shit.
I'm like, bro, y'all really brought this dude back?
I mean, like I was saying, bro, that his stage music was just let you know right then.
Right.
Damn sexual.
And it showed a lubed up fucking drill bit.
Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Yes.
They let all that shit
slide.
Attitude era, bro.
It did an explosion.
The attitude era.
All that shit was on TNT. He come out here in a towel. Take off the towel.
No, that's WCW. WWF was on USA.
Yep.
Shot. Yeah, that was. Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. That was the Nitro versus the Attitude.
Raw.
Yeah.
Monday Night Raw. I remember SmackDown.
Raw is more.
SmackDown became the shit at some point. Yeah.
SmackDown still.
Come on, bro. Yeah, come on.
And
Friday.
And then it just went Thursday night and Saturday because we got into fucking ECW at that point. Like, yeah, fuck
ECW.
Like, ECW was where it was. Yeah.
Who was on board with the white face? I can't remember his name.
Sting.
Oh, there we go.
Sting and the Raptors. Sting and the Raptors.
Right. Chilling, waiting for some
crow
shit to go off.
I
remember playing that damn wrestling game at old boy's house.
Oh, man. Man. Black had one. Shit, I had one.
Well, we went up playing, bro. I always played with Buff Bagwell.
Hey, it was just something about him, dog. I don't know what it was about him. Yeah, he was goofy as shit, but
he looked like a big ass retarded baby.
You liked him as a wrestler, though,
bro. Kevin Nash was my guy.
Oh boy, you couldn't fuck with Kevin Nash, dog.
Kevin Nash,
the Jack Knight, right?
Yeah,
and the Jack Knight
Powerbomb. Yeah, that big boot with that shit.
Catch you with the big boot.
Come on, that rope,
bro. Right. Blue. Catch it. Did he pick your ass up?
Bruh, who else had that damn kick that I always thought was funny as fuck?
Talking about Goldar?
No, but, not the Goldar.
Oh, the Goldar kick. That shit's hilarious.
But wrestlers really do that kick. That's a wrestling kick. That's a luchador kick. Like,
yeah, you can't.
Double missile drop kick. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He do that triple kick.
Oh, yeah.
A hurricane runner.
No, he was talking about Bull
Buchanan. Oh, man.
He put that triple kick.
Yep. That bootleg scissor kick he had.
That shit was hilarious, bro.
I was like, oh, this nigga think he got damn.
That shit was hilarious, bro.
Mess around and get bushwhacked.
Right, right up in this thing.
I remember them, the brothers.
The bushwhack brothers. Oh, the Bush Road Warriors, that's then, what the official name
Gold
was.
Gold Dust.
I remember Gold Dust.
I used to like Dusty Rhodes. Rhodes and all them. Gold Dust and all this shit.
That was back in the day, there.
Gold Dust said, you can't hurt me as long as I count these Jamaican colors.
What? You ain't going to drink on
these? I mean, literally. Black and gold, son.
I got on these Jamaican colors.
And then motherfuckers,
Bill Goldberg came on
dreams,
the scene.
My nigga. He put you in the corner. Put both your legs up in the turnbuckle and kick you straight in the nuts from across the ring, bro. Like, yes, that's shattered all your dreams, bro. Like,
my whole dreams, aspirations.
All of them, bro. Like, what kind of move is that?
And then he had that little fucked up
DDT type move.
Shit.
Yeah.
Try to shit the money shot or some shit.
Like, yeah. He hardly ever used it.
DDP.
Oh, no, look, shit, and people keep on talking about the RKO. Like, fuck I'm the like, RKO, yeah, it's bro. Cutter. It's not exactly. The self-high five, my dude.
It's just the diamond that cutter, is the
bro. Right, he gave it to him. He gave it to him, bro, but it's not the diamond cutter, though.
It's not.
It's not the diamond cutter.
If I want to see a motherfucker leap up in the air and fuck some shit up, give me Rob Van Dam.
You know what I'm saying? Rolling Thunder type shit. This motherfucker will do a 360 leg drop on a motherfucker
from a 50-foot cage, like
right.
Niggas was not dying at ECW, yes. Bro.
Nigga, right, this nigga did moonsaults all off of shit, bro.
They had a
nigga,
bomb nigga match like, one time. John like, bro, what the Van fuck wrong with y'all?
Cousin and shit.
Yeah. He did too.
Yeah. I mean, I think he is related to him, and he just lived the fucking gimmick up, dog.
Yeah. I mean, bro. Honestly, like,
and then my boy, like I said, Bill,
Tommy Dreamer and shit.
Oh, Goldberg, that nigga.
Oh hell yeah!
Everybody was tackling everybody. Everybody was getting speared.
Atlanta born and bred.
I saw somebody get speared in real life, bro, and that it broke his rib, bro. Like you do that shit in real life, you hurting people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like, bro, if you would have
played for
that, what's that shit?
Right, he played for that.
Bro, if you were to pedigree somebody in real life, you would fucking kill him. You would kill him.
Because you got their arms pushed behind their head and it's forcing their chest and face down.
You think we didn't almost kill a lot of our family members doing these moves?
If you do that shit on like some concrete, they gonna fucking die.
I DDT'd the shit out of somebody.
They gonna die and be paralyzed. Take a pick.
One of the two. One of the two.
What happened? I got pedigree.
They're right.
I remember somebody tried to slam me one time. I reached around there. Oh, we're going together. His head hit first.
Bro, I'm having a brain fart. What's this shit called when you run up from behind somebody and go like this and then drop with them? Like wrap around their head and then drop with them. What's this shit called?
That would be a diamond cutter.
Yeah.
Bro, I done seen some of the videos of people doing that. I was like,
and if you just grab and hook, that's a bulldog. Yeah.
And like, they're like, run up from behind them and just coming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a dumb.
And like, grab their head and your body weight just brings them down.
Damn near Stone Cold Stunner.
I mean,
well, it could be a diamond cutter, though, because that's pretty much the same thing.
I'm like, bro, y'all grabs your head right here. Yeah, you in the kitty.
And your neck is cradled on the shoulder and your face is.
Yes.
Your head is down here.
I done seen so many videos of folk run up behind people. And like, of course, it with the advent of iPhones and Androids, it's in slow motion, so it's like.
Yep, you just grab that shit. I gotcha.
I was like, bro, you about to kill me.
And the first instinct is always for somebody to try to do this shit, and it ain't never gonna work. So you going down like this. If they got you by the head, you might as well go with it, dog.
The only thing you can do is just try to keep going and hold them up in the air.
Right, yeah. Like, dog.
Are we going together?
Right. I'm not going down.
Hold you like a damn ballerina.
Right.
Time, bro, could you imagine that horror? You try to run up on somebody and you jump and they grab you mid-air. Like,
oh, right. Shit. They just turn around and grab you?
And then they look at you?
Right. Just turn around and grab you out of mid-air while you jump.
I remember I found out the hard way. Like, you know, like you try to kick somebody and they grab your foot and you try to kick them with the other foot. Street I found out the hard way that the counter did. Just let go of that foot.
The big fucking Indian wrestling dude. He had that move where he'll grab
Darren.
That.
Darren.
Yep. Darren Meister.
Yeah.
That's what I thought of when you say that. Just grab you out the air like that.
Like, oh, I'm going to get you.
Right. He just turned around.
Where the fuck you think you're going?
Lariat.
I don't want to be lariated.
Not at all.
I don't mind a lariat, right. But I don't want to be lariated.
That nigga hit you with two lariats.
I don't want one of them
at all.
Oh shit, he's back.
Larry, talk.
Look, dog, you gotta stop that sandwich. Bro. No, give me the fries. No, yeah, give me the fries. You can have it. You can have the sandwich. Give me the fries. I do want the fries. As a matter of fact, they look good.
And the crazy thing is, I've had food from there like two or three times, and I've never been in there myself, not once.
This is my first time having food from there. They put 6 foot in there.
And it is my biological cousin's place. I ain't never been in there.
You related to Kelvin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing about no Hogger Butson.
Starman.
That's what I heard.
Starman.
Not say that.
He walked in with that cup from the Golden Child, bro. Drink the water, make the fire go away.
Right.
drain the water, make the fire go away.
I said if he's any relation to the Hogger Bucks, then...
Oh, speaking of crazy shit, that's another thing we finally got to watch because I've been so busy with work. I finally got to watch One Punch Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's my shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I love it. I thought it was hilarious.
Goku versus One Punch Man.
That's not even a conversation to be had. That's not even a conversation to be had.
Blaspheme?
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Because One Punch Man would win?
That's not a conversation that we gonna have on here, though.
No.
Because One Punch Man?
That's not a conversation we gonna have on here, though.
No one's taking that bait.
That off.
Not going down that rabbit hole.
No, that was a thing too.
One Punch Man versus that boxer from Wii Boxing. Could he beat everybody?
No, definitely that boxer from Wii Boxing.
Yeah, because that motherfucker beat everybody. Don't nobody know his name, but he beat everybody. Man. Yeah, One Punch Man is not going to beat the boxer from Wii Boxing.
Not at all.
He beat everybody. I don't care what y'all say.
He ain't gonna beat Matt. He ain't gonna beat Wii Boxing, though.
Oh, yeah. Like, Mike Tyson punch out. Yeah.
No, you're not gonna beat him.
Nah.
Beat that motherfucker?
Try as you might.
Shit, beat Curly on Mike Tyson?
Bruh. Try as you might.
You're not gonna win.
If you ain't beat Mike Tyson on Mike Tyson punch out, bruh.
I have not.
I don't feel bad for you, bro, because I ain't either. Shit.
I am not.
That's the point.
Like, I ain't either, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know how I go get up there, that motherfucker, and still lose.
Even if you put the code in, go straight bro. To him.
I had a right? goddamn Zenzu bean. That's still
lose. Yeah, what? You still lose, bro. Like, yeah.
This is Mike Tyson, bro. You moved on knowing that you made a mistake.
Yeah, like, you know how many successful crackheads that I know? Like, two of them.
Not very many.
One of them.
You said, like, two of them.
One of them. One of them you all know.
Yeah.
It is the MyPillow guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
Nobody else but a crackhead would actually think about this shit long enough to create. Right. Thank you. Thank you. That stayed forever.
And he was an advisor to the president. Imagine if Obama had a crackhead as an advisor.
Look, man,
he needed Judge Joe Matthews, but hey, he's a crackhead.
Look, I'm sorry. We need some scientist that does some kind of recreational something. They got to do mushrooms or smoke weed or do acid, man, something, dog.
What a motherfucker do that shit, bro.
We need somebody like that on the cabinet.
Yeah, man.
No, but these motherfuckers be doing cocaine and heroin and all that other shit.
True.
Come see that axe.
They be doing the shit that ain't good for you.
Right.
Shame.
I mean, we did have, what, 5 to 6 states that passed it?
Oh, yeah, Oregon.
But no, Oregon. We're going to talk about Oregon when Starman get back in here. Oregon was like, oh, y'all want to
bring in the heroin?
We going to do it all, baby. Come, you want to party? Come party with us, bitch. Man, we got all the cocaine.
Oregon got goddamn Galaxy Space Drugs, bro.
That ain't Galaxy Space Drugs, dog. Galaxy Space Drugs is the stuff that puts you in tune with the universe. They giving you the shit that's going to have you fucked up.
The shit from Lovecraft Country.
I mean, we see Oregon's one of them places where, bruh,
they give you shit that's gonna have you fucked up.
If you're not in Portland, then it's gonna be crazy.
Then you're in Oregon, like in
outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
You in Oregon, fucked up.
Which part of Oklahoma are you at?
Tulsa.
Thanks,
oh, okay. So you're in a major city.
Yeah, but man, when I went to Oregon, I was in a small town. And this was, what? This was 2018. I remember this time. 2018.
Okay.
Went to Oregon. Little bit of time. I'm not gonna put the name out there like that because I don't want no blowback. But a little bit of time in Oregon. And I went to the Dairy Queen because I mean I just wanted ice cream. And
speak to the Dairy King.
I should. Everybody was in there staring.
I've been to the Dairy King.
They were staring at you.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm used to being stared at. It's whatever. Because, I mean, of course, I was the only black person in there. It's Oregon. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't like it.
They were just staring. The people in Dairy Queen weren't staring. The workers were staring, which made it weird.
Hell no.
Did somebody come up to you and lick you and say, you do not taste like chocolate?
So, I mean, long story short, I ordered my ice cream. And the little girl, I mean, I imagine she had to be a high schooler, which she confirmed as the story goes on. She was a high schooler, and she was standing there with, like, the strawberry red face, like she wanted something to say. And thinking, either this little teeny bobby got a crush, or she's going to ask a dumbass question. Either way, I'm with it at this point. 2018, I was the first black person she saw in real life that wasn't on TV. 2018. She was like, I didn't want to stare. She was like, I know you were probably feeling weird, but me and my friend, because of course those are her friends. It's a small town. They all were at the same high school. Yeah. She was like, we've never
seen a nigger. I mean, a
black person.
Like, yeah.
They live in a full-on white folk town.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Sundown town.
It's not even a sundown town. It's just all white folk.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice, but yeah. I was the only one
that was not. That was not common.
And I would tell you, I was there for 2 weeks.
Right.
I was all I saw. 2 weeks.
Wow.
I was literally like, full on. I was all I saw. Like, shit. even at work.
Yeah.
It was just me.
That's some wild shit.
I was like, holy shit.
How the fuck would you even cope with that?
It was weird.
I don't know how you cope with that shit.
How you feel, bro?
It was weird.
I couldn't imagine.
Experienced a lot of shit, or a motherfucker came with stereotypical approaches.
Yes.
Did they hit you with the latest hip hop rap songs?
I was at the bowling alley and the guy said, yeah, I'm gonna give you a discount because, you know, what you do. I'm like, okay, cool. And he, of course, he tried to do the hand, and
it was like, dog, all you gotta do is lock it in.
Just give me a handshake, just give me knuckles, bro.
Right. The universal dap for any black person is if you're gonna lock it in, just bring it and boom, there you go. If you're gonna do the snap, we'll give you a pass if you don't know to lock it or to slide it. We'll give you a pass for that.
The snap is so weird, it's like,
right, but like, see, it's with certain people, you know, to lock it in. With other people, you're like, okay, I'm gonna slide it.
Yeah, so
I'm just gonna hold out the fist.
It was just weird, right? Because nobody was mean. It was just weird.
Yeah,
it's fucking weird.
Yeah, he's like, you the only black person.
You trying a little too hard, bro.
Like I said, you were the talk of the town.
Yeah.
For years, they were like,
remember that black guy?
Yeah, I remember that.
Bro, Tuesday probably like, hey man, remember that time we were at work and that black dude had
I'm quite sure his folk got pictures from a restaurant they usually regular. Hey, you remember that when that black guy was in there? They got pictures of you in the background eating some food, chilling, minding your business. Yeah,
and I don't doubt it.
Look at this guy.
Cause I went to this barbecue spot. It was good. And they were just, it's a nice set. Yeah, you want anything else? I'm like, bro, y'all just happy to see some,
they're like,
some color up in there.
Like, you know what he ate?
What? The chicken.
Right. And he loved it.
I did. It was delicious.
Oh, of course.
I mean, because
probably they probably up, just like, killed it the day before. Right.
That I was day? Like, so this is going to be the tone, huh? Okay.
All right.
This is the tone.
Well, I'll roll with it for this time.
I mean, Grant, like, so I'm already kind of used to it because I'm at my current job. I'm like one of four.
That's wild.
Yeah, four. One of four in my workplace, and one of nine within all the fences.
Out of,
I do know Jesus how you feel, though, bro.
When everybody's there, about 1,500 people. So God. I'm one of nine out of 1,500 people.
Jesus Christ!
Damn.
Like to the point that we all know each other.
Nigga, please.
We all know each other.
Y'all have to keep. Y'all
need to keep. And on a good note, all nine of us are here. Like, we're all here.
Oh, so y'all have to keep.
All nine of us are here.
And keep counting each other.
Yes. Right. All nine of us are here.
What you doing, bro? What you doing, number seven?
Right. They're like, what you doing this weekend?
I'm chilling.
They're like, what you doing this weekend, man? I'm going home to see my family. Die. What y'all doing? I'm like, all right, man. So yeah, all nine of us are here, and all nine of us know each other.
Oh. Hell yeah. God, that's crazy.
Out of 1,500 people, nine of us. And out of those nine, only three are girls.
Damn.
So they definitely feel it.
Yeah.
If we talking about full black, not mixed, not.
Nope. This is it. This is it.
Come on, Doug. Y'all talking about diversity in movies and inclusion in movies and shit. Y'all need to be talking about where it is in the real deal, man. Like, what's happening?
It definitely varies by my location. Because in South Carolina, oh, bro, we were minorities, but we were the majority. Like,
the majority minority.
We were the majority. Korea, surprisingly, whole crew.
A lot of my friends whole was crew. Out there in Korea, too.
Whole crew, bro. No, we had two white folk, but... They were at the barbecue, bro.
Right, yeah. Gotcha.
They was understood. Yeah, they was at the barbecue, bro.
Yeah. Understood.
I mean, one dude's name was TT. Like,
oh, well, shit.
Yeah, he was at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Had a fade.
He did. Right.
Exactly.
He looked like John B, bro. I'm not gonna lie. He looked like John B.
I mean, look, especially if you came up in the age we came up in, if you got the John B vibe, I mean, you pretty much got a pass from anybody that came up in our age.
Yeah, but just don't say nigga, bro. Like, that's all you got
to say. Right, you good to
it's
go.
It's not even that hard, bro.
And
just
then
don't say
you
nigga.
Can say it. It depends on the context, but you get one pass per, you know,
I mean,
few months or so. Like, you can't just keep
he never did.
Shit.
And it was, and he wasn't one of those dudes that asked could he, because it wasn't important to him.
Right.
It was like, hey, can I? He never even.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you can run it. If we all singing a song, you can run it, but don't get reckless with the shit.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Like, when I go to concerts and shit like that, hey, bro, don't sit next to me.
Well, see, I'm not going to go to no concert where I'm usually in mixed crowds where that's going to come up.
Dig
it. I mean, it's every once in a while at an electronic show, but at that point, everybody's feeling so fucking good, it don't really matter.
It ain't matter.
Everybody's going to say
whatever.
You can't
punch a computer. It's like,
no, I'm saying, I mean, there's a bunch of white folk out there rolling, tripping their ass off, and you out there tripping your ass off too, and the music happens to say the nigga, and they want to say the nigga too, so, like, we all feeling
pretty
good.
I mean, we all here now. Yeah,
so,
we here now.
Y'all feeling pretty good in here, so I'm going to say the nigga with you.
I mean,
so.
Y'all feeling good, I'm feeling good. I mean, right, we got our lights going and shit. Nigga.
Right, it's not in a negative space.
No,
I'm not giving it a pass.
I get you.
Yeah, I'm not giving it a pass. I'm just saying that there's certain gray areas to it.
I feel like the word nigga is going to be like a very commonplace adjective before it's all but like almost eradicated.
It's going to probably be a fucking lifetime away from now. We going to be like our 33rd versions of ourselves talking about that shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, them niggas from back then, and then it ain't going to mean shit no more. I mean, I don't see it happening now because black people don't know how to take the stigma off of it without being extra militant towards white folk about it, and white people don't know how to apologize and accept they faults in it, so it's just always going to be that problem up until that point.
A little stalemate.
Yeah
I mean, I've just come
the
to
unstoppable
it.
Force in the
yeah I've come
object.
To accept that that's usually their last line of defense, so they can't think of anything else to say. Like, it's gonna,
yeah,
hurt.
Man.
Like, it's gonna hurt my feelings. It's not going to, it's gonna
I
take more
than
right, right, like everybody always tried to say, well, that's just like you calling a woman a bitch, like, but not every dude is gonna resort to calling
call
a female
them,
a bitch because I don't know them all individually, my G.
And,
like, I'm
in the
to
comic sense
it.
Luke Cage season 2, they didn't drop it like they did in season 1.
Right.
True.
They didn't.
Luke Cage.
Because in season 1, oh yeah, they
season one was raw.
Season 1 was black. Season 1 was raw black.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Season 2 was dialed back like a motherfucker.
Oh, season 2
was
dialed back.
Girl,
and
look, man,
and
y'all a little too colorful for
and
us.
And what was it? And Bushmaster was whooping everybody ass.
Yeah,
y'all were a little too colorful for our taste at the time. That's why they tried to deflect everything else to Black Lightning at that time.
No, because I ain't like they tried to make it an issue. Like, they really had to have Luke Cage take time out or whatever. Crazy
to deal with every black plight. Yeah.
To, address this specifically with it, like, bro, stop trying to damn Captain America. Stop trying to turn Luke Cage into Cyclops, bro. Like,
that's not who he is, that's not what this is about.
Like, he's not a black Cyclops, bro. He's
Luke
not
Cage said, "Look, man, I'm just trying to look out for the hood, bro." Basically, I'm trying to look out.
And
for
I mean,
hood,
in
bro.
All honesty, that's all he really was.
Yeah,
trying
I'm
to
trying
do.
To look out for the hood.
I mean, he fucked with Danny Rand. He was like, "Okay, I'll fuck with you.
Man, look,
you know
I'm
that
not,
martial arts shit. I
I'm
want
not
Bruce
doing
Lee
this
movies.
For
you kind of cool.
I'm not doing it for the state."
Right? They were like, "Look, we can protect our neighborhood and get this money, and we got protection from fucking Matt Murdock, who's Daredevil. Oh, we good. And Doctor Strange lived down the street, and Spider-Man stay around the block. Oh, we good."
But damn, New York is like the home of every superhero you can think of. They don't see that.
That's what Wu-Tang was trying to tell them. That's what Marvel Comics was trying
and
to tell them. But these
mud.
Motherfuckers will not understand it.
They got Spider-Man and Luke Cage and Daredevil
Wolverine
and Elektra and fucking the Fantastic
Strange,
Four. Doctor Strange.
Right.
And people still getting robbed.
Yes. Goddamn population density, man. It's too many motherfuckers on top of each other, bro.
Hell's Kitchen is where it goes down, dog. Just like Gotham City. Batman does all
hold
he
on,
can to save Gotham City.
What make you really want to... What makes you really want to make that the name of your fucking neighborhood? Like,
Hell's Kitchen?
Hell's Kitchen.
Right. Like, you like, know it's nothing but crime
like,
alley in this bitch. You know
like,
what's going
on. What was the
down.
Intent you were putting on? Like, did the
did the environment become before the name, or did the name mimic the environment? You know what I'm saying? Like, which came first?
I mean, that's
the name or the environment? That's what I really want to know.
I don't think the name of
Hell's Kitchen because it's hot. That bitch is hot.
And it's going down in that bitch.
They become hot because it's like, shit, we Hell's Kitchen, bro. We got to turn up in this bitch.
Bro, all that shit showed me is that living in New York has got to be unbearably hard if you wake up every day knowing that there's possibly a powered super being that's going to come and stop you, and you still want to try to rob somebody.
Okay, hold on.
That means that your life has got to be hard. Like, if I do this, some fucking superhero some beat the shit out of me.
It's funny that you even brought that up. All right,
that means life's got to be hard in New York.
I'm going to take it for a throwback spin. Okay, it's funny that you even mentioned that. Okay, so the idea that every work of fiction... okay, there was this scientist who believed that every work of fiction was a universe that was created that actually exists.
Okay.
That if you in that universe, it can really happen.
All right.
So the doctor decided to build a machine in order to...
observe these universes?
Open the universes, go to them, pull them here, do whatever you want. But it was irregular, couldn't control it, got fucked up. All right. So basically... the company that developed this or sponsored the development was McDuck Enterprises, and it was Scrooge McDuck. I bullshit you not. So,
okay.
The new Darkwing Duck, they put it on YouTube. So I decided to watch it. Like, okay, you know what? Like, Blast from the Past, Child, I ain't seen this shit in forever.
All right.
Let's see what the reboot looked like. So they based it off of the new DuckTales.
Okay.
Like David Tennant is really killing that shit, but shout out to him.
I mean, cause I was watching it. I'm not super caught up, but I've been watching the old DuckTales.
This is the first time I've ever seen an episode of any of this shit.
I've been watching it.
So
cause the guy who did the voice of Sonic is Huey or Dewey, I think.
Okay. So I turned it on and I started watching it. What in this version, the Darkwing Duck that we know was a TV show that came on back in the day.
Right.
And all the characters and everything that happened on it, and the guy who plays Darkwing Duck was the actor.
Okay.
On this version of DuckTales, that is what it is. He's an actor.
Right.
But being so inspired by it and rich as fuck, he ends up, Drake Mallard ends up becoming
the real Darkwing Duck.
But because we're modern as fuck, they don't call him. What you think they call him?
Darkwing?
Nah. Call him Drake.
Socially conscious bird.
They call him Drake.
Mm.
They just they refer to him as Drake because his fame. And then I'm like, oh, Drake. Okay, that's cool. That's what's up.
About Gizmo Duck?
He hates that motherfucker. They really are Gizmo be working with him. He cool and he talk shit about him.
Right.
But he be low key, be like, I gotta stay 1 foot ahead of this motherfucker.
Right.
He's really like a Vegeta to him. Like they both do the same thing in different cities. But it's just like they know each other personally and professionally, apparently.
Okay.
Mm. I can dig it.
But yeah. So basically,
that's the one thing Scrooge got lost in the old.
What Scrooge does, Scrooge goes to different properties he owns.
Because then he wanted to see
if y'all following moral code and why the money getting fucked up. What y'all fucking up? So he inspects shit personally. And I guess that seemed to be his thing. He inspects it personally, he finds out shit fucked up. And you know, Launchpad, the girl was on there, Gwen. It was cool, man. It was cool.
Yep. Launchpad.
It was cool how they how they tied it in. Yeah, man. It was good, as far as how you feel, throwback shit.
What that you said animation looked like
It's the new DuckTales. Exactly. Yeah, because they were on it. It was a DuckTales episode, essentially. It's up at Center Drive, Drake Mallard.
See. They crossed all three of them over together.
Yeah, instantly.
I mean, it should have been like that from the jump, but they kind of leaned toward that later. They got into
it. It just went on the nose.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Gizmo Duck never got his own spinoff show. He was supposed to get one, but he never did get it.
Oh, Gizmo.
Nah, because they were going to hate.
Yeah.
But you got DuckTales episodes that were his whole episode.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
True.
About him and the fucking... the Robin Trio.
Blather and Blatherskite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I got to say the secret word.
Right.
But yeah, so they did that. And it was pretty cool to see, man. In this world,
that's a compliment. Power Line
is the Michael Jackson of their universe. He's the highest selling artist.
Power Line. Yeah,
so they combined it with the Goofy universe.
I mean,
all that shit.
No, all of them shits is like they gotta see eye to eye. Some of it existing. Some of it they experienced how we experienced it. They watched it on TV. Oh. A lot of the shit they ingested, yep. They're us. They ingested the shit the way we did. It was movies.
So, what you're saying is DuckTales is showing it in the filter of you are living in the DuckTales universe. This is what you would see if you were a duck person.
The 90s DuckTales is a parallel universe that exists because it was a TV show.
Right. Okay, I do get that because they did...
Yeah,
make mention
that's
of that.
All it is, because they did a straight callback. They showed you what the animation used to look like back in the day on the scene or two. And it was like, okay, yeah, they, you know what I'm saying? It was it was a nice little flip, man.
Speaking of retro shows, did y'all ever see the remake of the X-Files?
No, I never got into the X-Files. I couldn't get past the intro. I never wanted to watch the show.
Like, the intro, it was really creepy.
The intro alone, I just gotta skip it, bro. I can watch as a kid. I'm gonna tell you, this makes no sense. Tales from the Crypt did not creep me out. The intro to that didn't bother me.
Nope.
Cause I already know he was gonna pop up at the end.
Nope.
But for some reason, the intro to Are You Afraid of the Dark creeped me
fuck out. Oh boy. Yes.
Ooh yeah. Yes. That shit used to creep me out. Yes, yeah.
Not them swings down, swinging in.
Hell no, 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 no. It was simple but very effective.
The smoke saying, "Are you there afraid was, of the dark?"
No.
The creepiest intro I saw. This show used to come on Sci-Fi Channel. It was called Tales from the Dark Side. If y'all have ever seen that fucking intro, it's simple but very effective. If you haven't seen it, YouTube it. It's on there. It's simple but extremely effective.
That shit used to get me. Like, those were two. And the X-Files, that song, I couldn't hear that song.
But you know what I'm talking about, bro?
I used to hate when the X-Files used to come on Saturday at 6.
I was like, man,
Outside playing. You fun to take a shower, eat some pizza. All of a sudden, you the first one to walk in the house. So what you hear?
Yep.
Right.
Like, stop.
That remix was pretty good.
Like, bro, this is what it sounds like when an alien zaps your ass up, bro. This is what I would hear getting zapped up to the ship.
see, that's why real life needs background music. That way, you start hearing that, you need to probably run.
Right. I mean, it's too late at that point. Once you hear the music, they already in your head.
Right.
Then you hear the voice like, "No, you can be calm now." No, I can't, because you see, look at me, and I don't want to see that.
The one thing
shit
about the X-Files, you know what I would have loved if the X-Files was if. Did you see, I think you told me to watch it, The Outsider on HBO.
Oh, man.
Bruh, if X-Files was just a bunch of those, then that would be the shit to do.
Like, man, because
The Outsider, I really enjoyed that. I was mad that shit got snubbed this year at the Emmys, because I was like, nah, bruh, The Outsider was the shit. Like, that shit was good.
I don't know what they're going to do with that.
I mean, I think it was just a one shot. It was a book. They done wrapped up the book. So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the hunt. You know what I'm saying? I like when the monster be tangible, man. That whole mystery shit we gonna hold over you, that shit don't hit the same. Yeah.
The smoke monster?
No. Right. You know what I'm saying? The hypothetical smoke monster. It's like MacGuffin.
Like the ritual.
Right.
That's what made the ritual really good. They really show you,
bruh,
oh shit,
there's something out there.
There's something out here. This ain't no, oh, motherfucker getting possessed. No, something out there.
Yeah, like, you getting possessed, and that motherfucker is why.
I was talking to him. I watched The Green Room this week.
Bruh.
Hot shout out.
That's a movie to see.
That movie was like,
that is a movie to see.
It's,
with
shout out to Sir Patrick Stewart, dog.
Patrick Stewart, yeah, Patrick Stewart's in it.
Racist as fuck.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the one.
But he's the most passive racist you'll ever meet.
I mean, that sounds about right.
You'd actually hang with him outside of the shit that's going down. That's the fucked up thing about his character. You like,
this shit was just
wrong place, wrong time, and motherfuckers being stupid white folk.
At a certain point, this shit just got gory. Like, I ain't know where the movie was going. Then motherfuckers just started, shit got gory.
No,
like,
you knew where the movie was going, but these motherfuckers weren't taking that route. That, like, they could have escaped at any point in time, bro.
I mean, that's
but
how
they
most
chose not to, dog, for dumbass white people reasons. That's, I have to how say most it
them,
that
that's
way.
How the movies go, though. That's how they go. Like, man, you've had plenty of, like, flags to, hey, probably shouldn't do this.
Bruh, oh, like, bro, that so, no, the whole like situation. Bro, the whole situation went down because
chainsaws and stuff. Let's get in the moving car.
No, I'm gonna tell you like this: the whole situation went down for this particular reason. Buddy walked in the room and saw some shit, and then decide to be like, oh, hey, I didn't see nothing. Hey, oh, my phone. I don't know nothing about nothing. I'm about to dip. Y'all do that. I'm out of here. That's all he had to do.
If every horror movie or movie with some gore in it, usually comes down to a whole lot of dumb decisions that I made.
It's always that.
A lot of dumb decisions that
and
I made.
The fact that but none of you have a CCW.
Yeah,
get your license to carry, man. Away. I don't know. I guess it won't work. My answer is everything just to shoot it in the face because I'm trying to be American. But
I mean, you could have.
Certain
you
stuff
could
don't
have.
Work.
In that particular
but
situation,
7 out of 10 horror movies would be solved if they just had a gun. Like, just
and then,
shoot
even still,
them,
before that, they could have still got off scot-free because they pulled some bullshit. They went and played at a straight-up Nazi-ass underground club. But the set that they played was so rock and roll that the Nazi motherfuckers was like, you know, that's pretty fucking punk to come and play a show and piss us off, like, and still come and play a show and rock the fuck out knowing you're gonna piss us off. That's still pretty hardcore, y'all. We give y'all respect in that regard. They could have walked away then.
What I realized, Liz, I couldn't do these movies because it wouldn't be no movie. It was just like, bro, something got to happen. Nah, man, they do that shit and they leave.
That's it.
You're like, that's it.
That's it.
Just like when this movie's with some supernatural, even before the shit start popping off, you probably shouldn't be there in the first place. But oh man, bro, they said somebody died in every fucking bedroom as of like,
bro, it's too late there.
You don't want to fuck with no Chernobyl deer, bro.
No,
they're a different breed.
I can tell you right now, man, we took a trip over there when the guided tours, and even in daytime, it is unbearably horrifyingly creepy.
A Shippuden deer?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to even go in there, though.
I mean, we're there, and I'm like, well, you know what? I'm here. I might as well take a look at when nuclear power goes wrong. And yeah, it's solemn, but extremely creepy.
Yeah,
the crazy part about it is, man, that Call of Duty that they had, like maybe the first modern warfare that they had.
Yeah, it was there.
That shit was fucking Chernobyl for real.
Yeah,
like,
it was there.
Fucking place. I was like, God damn, this is creepy.
The motherfuckers
in the game, it was creepy.
They actually went in there and mocap that shit. They went and actually filmed it all.
And like the town itself isn't, well, the town itself is creepy, but seeing that. The old factory in the background, the massive ass
column
over the hole is very
and
unnerving.
And knowing what's there.
It's unnerving as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's still radioactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's still giving off high levels of radiation.
Yeah, man. Our guy was like literally 10,000 years. Literally, like 10,000
years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about Japan, dog. Like, think about and that shit's
Fukushima.
Going into the water right now. Still going into the water, dog. Like,
yeah, he was like, ain't nobody gonna leave in the
water. I didn't know the difference between a hurricane,
not for a long time,
cyclone. Maybe when fucking Aloy comes around, people will.
Yeah, maybe then, but
I didn't know what the difference between a cyclone and a hurricane and a typhoon was. It's just geographic location. I just I was like, what makes something a typhoon?
And is it on land
or a cyclone?
Size of the actual storm.
Yeah, well, it spanned in a different direction.
Yeah, when I was in Korea, it was a typhoon.
Yeah, because it spanned in a different. Yeah, it spans counterclockwise.
So does that mean
hurricanes and typhoons sideways. Come from the water? Tornadoes and cyclones come from land. Think about it like this: what was his name? Pecos Bill.
Oh, Pecos.
He wrote a cyclone.
Yeah, he wrote it.
Wrote a cyclone through Texas.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he lassoed it in some crazy ass way and wrote it.
Great American, that's a great American white folk favorite. They gave
Native
American black
also.
Black
Native American also.
Black folks back in the South.
Native Americans too.
Sounds like Randall Wood. Randall tatted on his back.
I want to know. I want to find his lasso.
Guy, like, not,
right, like what kind of lasso was this
Johnny
used to wrap up a cyclone? Or maybe he was a wind elemental and just taught him, you know, this is how you can.
I was like, man, I want to find that damn lasso. And they were like, it's not real. So look, if y'all can tell me the fucking speed,
yeah, maybe the story
real.
Of the lasso is metaphorical for them being able to control the wind in some way.
I think maybe it is real. If they say the spirit of destiny is real, then damn it, Pecos Bill's lasso is real somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, possibly.
Art project.
I think Cyclone was just a damn horse, and they couldn't draw no horse.
What?
No, I think it was really them. Maybe they knew how to like make windmills or something at the time.
Ah, see,
I was just
you know, because I mean, cyclones having to do with wind and shit. they were doing a whole lot of corn and wheat type shit. For them to be, you know, as primitive as they were doing a whole lot of milling back then.
See.
To not have a windmill or nothing. So maybe they did learn some kind of way to harness the wind in a way. And that's the...
They had airbenders.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, see, but I'm saying, we ain't going to argue that. They did have that. That's true.
You're right now.
Motherfuckers from the stars came and did shit.
The Anasazi?
Hey, them too.
Oh, yeah, down the Assassin.
I mean, it's more than one.
They talk about them and Johnny Quest all the time.
And you know what? It's crazy how watching random episodes of Johnny Quest, you see things that pop back up in real life now.
Like yes. Racism bruh. With Haji.
How do you see him?
Look, we're not going to talk about
Haji. Hold on. See, the thing is, the fucked up thing is, I really like Johnny Quest.
I love Johnny Quest.
I love the new adventure of Johnny Quest too.
It's like that shit's not in print, and it's not in print because it's not socially acceptable.
Because old Johnny Quest is in print. You can get Johnny Quest comic books.
I'm talking for real? I'm talking the series.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm talking the series.
Yeah. Johnny Quest has comics.
I'm talking about the TV show, the movies, like Johnny Quest and the 90s. Yeah, those.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, when TNT, every Thanksgiving, they show a Johnny Quest marathon.
Dude, I got a mini disc with...
Meaning they ain't made no new
Johnny Quest.
Nah. What a Johnny Quest Blu-ray. I'm going to have... You know what I'm saying? I haven't been able to find a Johnny Quest Blu-ray.
I want Johnny Bravo.
Right. But see, Cartoon Network did a thing for a little while where the fans would have to petition them to get the shit distributed on DVD.
Johnny Bravo would be too chauvinistic for now.
Yeah, way too chauvinistic.
How the fuck is that possible when they still showing any goddamn Pepe Le Pew cartoon?
Where are they showing Pepe Le Pew at?
The new one? They have like a new Boomerang.
Movie. Boomerang.
I mean, Boomerang is for old people, so they don't count.
What? Shitting me?
HBO Max. What? Mm-hmm. Boomerang got all the shit we used to watch.
Yeah.
HBO Max.
But when Boomerang first came out, it had all the shit from the 70s.
True. So, I mean, it's for...
It's for people in their 30s and 40s. It's not for little kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched it as a little kid, but Boomerang is literally for the older generation.
Watch Looney Tunes, though.
They do. I mean, I show my kids Looney Tunes. Yeah. All of them. The old ones and everything.
Yeah.
I want a singer. About the Mooner and the Junior
and Ray Springer.
A little singer.
I want to sing.
Yeah.
Enough is too much.
Right.
What was his name? Al Jolson? I know his daddy come in.
Oh, that's a good one,
bro. And his daddy walk in.
That's a good one.
No, he come in. You want the singer?
They're right. About the Mooner and the Junior and the Springer.
I'd be like, I need to holler at Al Jolson.
That nigga was ready for that shit. Like, no, bro.
I used to love that. I was like,
right.
I was telling my son, I was like, bro, you have no clue how lucky you are. Like, he watches some of the same shit over and over again. I'm like, bro, you have I had to watch the same shit over and over again because that's all we had.
Right.
Like,
right.
You have
those were the cartoons that were coming on.
Limited like, database.
I remember
all everything. Kind of shit.
You I have no you cable, have, bro.
Yes. Yes. Just like, VHS we had these tapes. Channels like a fine.
That was
dial
it.
Dial up telephone. No internet.
The rotary phone.
Bro.
Yes.
Bro.
I remember all that shit.
If I was outside, I missed that call.
That's right. It.
I didn't even know you called me. Hell,
I'll call you back.
Right. Like, hopefully you going to be in the house when I call you.
Or you'll call me back. Because ain't no way I know you called me.
Right. So I'm going to just be like, did you call me? Yeah, I did. Oh, okay. What's up? I was going to come over there and ride my bicycle.
I mean, for real, like, Mac, you could be home, bro. I mean, because... It's not super long from my house to Macio's house, but it ain't short either. So.
No, and back then we didn't have that road that cut in between.
Exactly. I'm like, Macio, like, you gonna be home.
So, dude, I think about the fact that we used to have a secret base back there where they built that fucking tower at.
Yes!
We had a fucking secret little base in a fucking stack of goddamn... trees and wood cut down shavings and shit and that we had set up inside of that shit, right?
They fucking leveled it.
That we had set up inside of this shit, bro. And next thing you know, they built a fucking cell phone tower on top of that shit.
They're like, no, this shit they hanging out in, cut it all out.
Right, cut all that shit out, dog. Just leave it right there. And we just went in and built the little.
From the build some shit.
Bro, we made a little base in there, though. That's what we used to just go and hang out and shit.
Motherfuckers sat smoking a cigarette, watching y'all play. Like, damn, bro, they're pretty cool, bro.
Right, they probably were sitting back there. And then you go and turn that shit. Right.
Knock that shit over.
They don't even know this is their last time playing there. Cut the shit down.
Right. Right. Like, damn, dog. They got the couch set up. They just moved that bit last weekend, too. I was hoping they were going to get it, too.
You didn't even know
that. Right. Damn, we got to cut that shit in today.
Alright, bro, you know
what? Alright, man, load that shit in.
Alright, bro, speaking of shit to play at, speaking of shit we used to play in, shout out to Vicioso's Popeye's House and Pear and that big ass tree we played in.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the big ass
tree. Hell yeah, dog. That big ass magnolia tree. Yeah, shout out to the big ass magnolia tree. Both of them, two of them, just twin magnolia trees.
At the grandma's house playing PlayStation. Playing Street Fighter East was Alpha. Shout out. Shout out to that. Many nights after the football games, bro. Many nights. Dog. Many nights.
Boy, I used to go down with that goddamn Capcom versus
SNK 2, dog.
SNK?
Boy, when you had that shit on. No, when you had that shit on.
On PlayStation 2.
No, when you had that shit on Dreamcast, bro.
Oh, yeah.
They be playing it. And I'd be in the back of that recliner shit watching them play.
Yes.
That shit used to go down.
So dog. Hard, man. I'm like,
talking about finest KOs every match, nigga. That shit was
like, y'all got this fighting game community on lock right now, but if we actually put the time in and actually got our chops back up, y'all wouldn't want to see us in there, dog.
What? Not at all.
Y'all wouldn't want to see us in there. I mean, I'm willing to post a challenge to somebody. Like, okay, give me some time. We could do some sparring matches. Give me some time to get my chops back. I'm willing to go against somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that's because, man, you motherfucking vicioso, bro.
I play Fighting EX Layer right now, so that's what I play. If you have something we can game share on and you want to try to versus me on that, we can do it.
I ate way too many of them. They're delicious, though.
They're right, they are. They really are. They remind me of those Chessmen cookies from Pepperidge Farm. They're just not as sweet.
Mm-hmm.
They way thinner.
Nah, look, see, I didn't realize these kids don't even walk away. These kids don't even walk away no more. Hey, bro, you remember that trip from my daddy's house to Silverstone House?
Man, listen.
Bro, you know what I said, but that's literally across town.
and not like, oh, okay, you know, it's like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. No, dog, like... Okay, 2-3 minutes, bruh. We stopping at the store to get snacks to finish the trip
with the wartime.
Oh, he's very familiar. Damn. That was the type of shit we were doing back in the day.
On foot, I mean, in the summer.
Yeah, not with bicycles.
I mean, yeah, but I mean,
we had bicycles here, but not there.
He's young and dumb. He could do that.
Nah, we were hungry. Silverstone had the food.
Right, we were young and hungry, and exactly. Had food. Mm. Boy,
this turned out he was holding eating goddamn Kool-Aid sandwiches.
Right. Which don't make sense. And then you come back here and you find out old C. Palmer was doing the same fucking shit, but he was putting mayonnaise on it. Like, bro, you on another level with the shit. Like, you are actually doing this, bro. Like, this is not a way to survive. You really do this.
Man, Starman, you ever had a Kool-Aid sandwich?
Let's be real about it. Have you ever had one?
Well, made a Kool-Aid sandwich.
Yes, they do exist. It's a real thing.
He had to think about it. Like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Because he's heard us talk about it for forever, water, not knowing it's real.
Dip the bread in Kool-Aid.
Yes. Bread and Kool-Aid powder.
Yeah. You can put sugar and you put, evidently, you put mayonnaise on it.
Yeah, bread, literally 2 pieces of bread and Kool-Aid powder.
Yes.
I done made a Cheeto sandwich.
But I mean,
but at least it's like some kind of substance, though.
Yes, it's that Kool-Aid.
I ain't made that. I had a mayonnaise sandwich.
I mean, I kind of expect that, though. But a Kool-Aid
tomato sandwich, to be exact. Tomato sandwich and a cheese sandwich, probably.
Those exist.
But it ain't a Kool-Aid and mayonnaise sandwich.
Right, it's not a Kool-Aid sandwich.
Bro, hold on. I'm telling you about the time when cheese sandwich and you can just heat that up and it's 10 times better. Toasted, melted, 10 times butter.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
shit that people claim they be eating cheese. And shit.
And just for correction, it's not a grilled cheese.
Fancy ass fucking cheese.
It's not grilled cheese. Bread. It's a cheese sandwich. It's two different things.
Yes.
It's not a grilled cheese sandwich. It's a cheese sandwich.
Yes. Because if it ain't grilled, it's just
exactly.
A cheese
it's two different things.
That you put in the microwave.
Yeah, it's warmed up, but it's not a grilled cheese. Don't get
right. It's not the same.
Ain't nothing gonna top no damn bun sandwich.
No, it's not.
I was about to say the goddamn bun sandwich. But I'm saying, the Midnight Sun's pioneer, bro. I don't care what y'all say. Mm-hmm. The Midnight, it's not up for debate. The pioneer. I was there to witness it. Yeah. I was there. I think I was there to witness the first bum sandwich. At least I think I was.
Right.
It ain't nothing but that. I ain't gonna tell you.
Right. Right. Don't divulge the full recipe.
Yeah.
But you know what? You could put it to them like this: it's the sandwich of your choosing.
Yeah.
Warmed up.
Sandwich of your choosing, warmed up, but it can only be made in times of struggle.
There you go. There you go. And you will know what to put on it in that time when you make the sandwich.
Because I bullshit you not, I tried to make one once I like got a career and had money, and it don't taste the same. It don't.
Nope.
It don't.
Because, I mean, you get bread, and it's not the right kind of bread, and you buy the meat, it's not the right kind of meat.
It's got to be the certain meat and the certain bread.
It's just not, the cheese ain't right, it's not, you got to have a certain barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, it's got to be, all the ingredients have to come at a certain time in your life.
No, dog, you have to, at a certain time in your life, you find out what those ingredients are.
There we go.
And you know which ones to get. If you've never had to buy them ingredients, you don't know to buy them and put them on the sandwich.
Yeah, so with that being said, yeah, we can't tell you what it is, because even if we tell you, it's still not going to be what it is.
Nope.
It's still not going to be what it is.
Nope. It's the sandwich of your choice. Heat it up in times of struggle.
Actually, no, as a matter of fact, some of y'all might have had one anyway. You just don't even know it.
Yeah, exactly.
What you hey, hold on, bro. Hold on.
I wanna fuck with Gus.
Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Mando.
Mandalorian, man.
The Mandalorian car.
Man, Vicious, man, we gonna go ahead and put on the armor, bro.
I'm debating on that.
I'm gonna
make it one of these
days.
You
can't take it off now.
Bro, that shit's so hard to me.
Yes.
I don't know, I like
Mando armor. Like, I mean, his is fine as hell.
I like Mando armor, man.
But that's only because it's made out of that fucking Valorian fucking steel, bro. Like,
that shit fire, man. Because, like, Boba Fett, like, to me, it was always the Jedi's. So I always had, like, a romanticization of the Jedi's and shit. Mm. You know, because they got the swords and shit. So I never really was, like, I didn't even really care about nothing else in the Star Wars universe.
Hold it back then.
So you know what I'm saying. So when
you didn't even know what a Mandalorian was, you thought they was all named Fett.
So when they because even seeing Clone Wars and you seeing all that, I didn't really make no big deal out of it.
Right.
And so when they did the Mandalorian shit, it was kind of like to me someone who just went like, oh shit, okay, oh damn, that's cool. This motherfucker look cool as fuck. Like that shit just what it did. It made me feel like a kid again because it's like you know the shit looked super cool. I don't know, just something about it was just cool that I seen then now.
When you go and look up the lore of the Mandalorians, you find out like, nah, bro, like that's why he don't take his shit off, because that's the oath they take. Like once you put that shit on, you don't take it off in front of nobody. You can take it off in private or amongst people that you trust, but you cannot take that shit off in front of nobody.
Well, I'm gonna watch the season 2.
And he's supposed And he's supposed to take it off on this one.
I mean he's taken it off before.
He's taken it off before.
Just not in front of nobody.
No, he took it off in front of somebody.
Are you on season 2 yet? Okay.
Man, right now we are going through our anime renaissance right now. That's what we're going.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're going through we're playing catch up.
Okay.
I say we gotta take advantage of this. We gotta play catch up because we're behind the curve.
The Mando's taking the armor off. We just haven't seen what it looks like. You know who the actor is that plays him vocally, and you know who the stunt double is, but you haven't seen him take the armor off.
See,
you've seen him remove it, but you've never seen his face when he's had it off.
Yeah, see.
I really like it, man. I like how they go ahead and give you full confirmation of where they are in the timeline. That's what I like.
Yeah. Cemented where you'll know this is not a milestone, but a checkpoint.
That's the story. Saying a lot.
Yeah. Cause how can I put this? They put it straight to you on the first Yeah, the first episode, I want to say. Where they are in the timeline, specifically.
Yeah, season but, two. Like, yeah, I guess, yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm. So, okay, you thought we were here? No, this is where it's at. This is what's going on.
Gotcha. Yep.
Right. Because people are wondering, like, oh, well, is Yoda dead yet? Can Yoda make communication with the child or whatever? Oh. I think they're saving that for the end of the season. That's what I think. This is at the time where in between Luke is training with Leia. This is saying it without saying it.
See.
That's because everybody know that he got the fucking child, bro. Everybody know that shit. That shit is coming out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming motherfucking out. And they know what the child is. It's like, no, we're stupid. All right, we know what that is, but he got it. See where this goes.
Right. Sasha Banks is supposed to show up next week as some character. We don't know who that is yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Ahsoka is played by Rosario Dawson. That's confirmed. We don't know what episode she's going to show up in. But we do know that next week is the episode with Sasha Banks because the Toad Lady meets up with her husband. And that seems like that was the port where they met up at.
What I'm going to say for season two, episode two, without telling you any damn thing, for me, I get an A. I give it a straight up A.
An A?
An A.
Okay, yeah, I do too.
Like an A, like an alpha. A.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, if you want me to do that numerically?
Take a second, yeah, do.
Oh, okay, well, if I'm going to do that numerically, this episode was a 10.
Yeah. Hands down.
The episode was a 10.
But average between the first two episodes?
It was more than a 9. That was what I was like.
Yeah.
Like it was gripping.
Yeah, very much so.
Very gripping. Especially for it to be like 10 minutes shorter than the last episode.
Right. And then the creature that they gave you, it's like, oh, it's like a monster of the week type situation, which is what you'll hear everybody say online. But it was a creature that was an original idea. It was supposed to be in the original Star Wars, but they didn't find a way to put it in.
The episode was tense the whole time.
Yep.
Like, the whole time that shit was tense.
Another thing I found out, too. Well, after watching the credits, the guy who directed this episode directed fucking Ant-Man. Okay. That's why the fucking Dr. Mandible was a fucking giant ant.
Okay.
Because Ant-Man director was the guy who did it.
Not little Easter egg. I dig.
Yep.
And
Dr.
Mandible.
And it's funny. Right. There's two different Appas were on the show. The guy who played the voice of the Toad Lady, who the death robot, the death droid, that was Appa from Avatar. The heavyset rebel Asian guy that didn't take the Mandalorian away to jail, he was Appa, which is dad in Korean, on this show called Kim's Convenience, which is conveniently enough, pun intended, the main guy was telling you about the other week.
About the show about the store that's only open at nighttime and shit?
No. Oh. The Canadian show about the Korean family that owns the convenience store, and the Chinese guy plays a Korean guy, but he is playing Shang-Chi in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
And he plays the girl's brother. The dude Appa was the father from Kim's Convenience, who was the Asian guy on Mandalorian. And he is a cosplayer. He's part of the 501st. That's how he ended up being on this episode. He came to the set in the first season. They found out he was a big fan. He was part of the 501st. And they let him be in the second season.
IMDb. Internet Macular Database.
See?
I guess you could say that.
I mean, you said Canadian show. And then it reminded me. If y'all haven't seen it on Netflix, don't waste your time seeing it. I mean, it's one of those shows that was obscure, but I liked it. They made a
kind of so defensive about this shit, bro. You really said
a little bit.
Like you sound defensive. You sound a little defensive, like you offended by it, bro.
I'm
like,
I am offended by the show, bro.
It's like it wasted my time, and I'm mad that it did.
They did a reboot of reboot.
We were talking about that shit.
Yeah, reboot. Like with Bob and Enzo.
Yeah.
With live action people, and it fucking sucked. And I was I was so disappointed.
Oh, hell no.
I made it do, if I saw my Netflix timer correctly, I think I made it do like 13 minutes.
It wasn't CGI, it was live action. You sure?
I thought there was an animated one.
Oh, it just had like real people in it, and they had like animated parts to it.
Oh, hell no, man. Sucks, I gotta look for this.
Don't look for this.
Yeah, no, I gotta look for this week so we can report about it next week, dog.
Oh, okay. In that case, yes. Yeah,
dog, because ain't no way in the fuck.
Like, bro.
It's on Netflix, bro. It's on Netflix. It's easy to find.
And it's called Reboot.
Yep.
On Netflix.
Yep.
Wow.
And I made it do, I think, approximately about 13, 14 minutes.
What?
And I was like, I can't do this, bro. I cannot. They're in high school, and that's just set the tone for you right there.
They're in high school.
These kids are in high school. That's just set the tone for you right there. Kids, plural. Kids are in high school. One of the goddamn kids in reboot except for goddamn Enzo.
Yeah, I'm about to say one of
them. And Andrea, but that's a hold up story.
And she wasn't really a kid.
Then she was introduced late, but whatever.
Right? Yeah, exactly, man. Come on, hold up, man.
Yeah, bro. Oh, Mac, about to look it up. Look at it.
I'm not about to look it up right now. But
it upsets you. Don't do it. Yeah, you got to wait for it. Wait till you're in the comfort of your bed to look at that foolery.
No, man.
I was like, oh, man, this might be cool. Now, watch. I say, the fuck is this?
That's fucked up for real. And I mean, Reboot is one of those shows that's overdue for...
Yeah, I mean,
it's obscure.
A lot of people, I think, forgot about it for the most part. I loved it.
Yeah, but they haven't, though, because a lot of people cosplay it from year to year. It's like, it's one of those obscure cosplays. Yeah, it's a cult classic cosplay. People do it.
Oh, that motherfucking hack and slash. Boop. Motherfucking Megabyte. And
yeah, people still do it. Yeah.
It's Desmond, her creepy faces.
Bob.
Yep. Bob from the internet looking like Michael Jackson.
Bro, straight like him, bro.
Come on now.
Bob, Mouse. Bob, yep. Hunter Chick. Fong.
Yep. What were the other dude's name? Megabit and Megabyte?
Yeah, Megabyte and Hexadecimal.
And then now, what was the other? What was his little henchman dudes?
Hack and Slash?
Yeah, that was it. Hack and Slash.
Yeah, the real robot, and
Gigabit
the blue
robot. And Gigabyte from.
Gigabyte was when him and his sister Hexadecimal formed together. They were Gigabyte.
Right, okay.
Looking like fucking the metallic Venom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember. That shit was ahead of its time, man.
Yes. Man, I hope we don't lose this game, or else our city's gonna fucking die.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hope we don't lose the game.
Like, no matter what game the user puts in, we gotta win.
Yeah. Outside's gonna be fucked up.
I always wanted to see the outside. Like, whoever the dude is that plays these games, he's gotta suck at video games, bro, because he loses every fucking time.
The closest they got to showing him was him typing on the keyboard.
That was it.
To actually reboot the computer.
Yep, that was it. Like, I wanna see this dude, man, because he sucks at games, dog. They beat him every time. And I mean, it's kind of fucked up that they make you root for the game character. Yeah, it's like, because you think about it yourself, like, the game's not cheating. That's just them trying to make sure that they don't get deleted. Like, no, fuck that.
No,
I gotta beat the fuck out of them motherfuckers, dog. They cheat like hell.
Yeah, man, I get turned to a sprite.
Right. Every time I reset this bitch, y'all come back with some new cheat system that y'all motherfuckers think I don't know about.
Man, y'all better do that Bob and ride the fucking internet, bro.
Man, listen. He did. And came back. Well, he came from the internet in the first place. He didn't know how to get back to it.
Yeah, Megabyte was like, I gotta trip your dumb ass. Back to the net, go home, boy.
Right, and then he sent them back, and then that nigga came back looking like Silver Surfer mixed with Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, he did. Captain EO and shit, bro.
Yeah.
He had powers and everything.
Yep. The silver and gold and shit with the long shits.